From the Bro Radio Newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. Parents of children with dairy allergies have called upon schools to offer alternatives in milk time. Zoe Stokes-Jones of Llandaff stated that her son with a severe dairy allergy was only offered cow's milk or water, leading to him feeling excluded. Councils in Wales and England can offer free milk to under 5s and subsidised milk to under 11s, but parents believe the scheme needs an update. Of the 22 councils in Wales, only 11 revealed data on how many primary schools provide milk alternatives. Owain Wyn Evans has revealed statistics regarding hearing changes across Wales. A survey by Specsavers showed that in the past few years, roughly 45% of Welsh adults have noticed a change in their hearing, though 28% haven't taken any action and say they have no plan to. The Welsh drummer and broadcaster who had his own hearing problems stressed the importance of getting your ears checked. A drug dealer in Barry who used a child as a drugs runner has been jailed, as well as two others for planning to sell cocaine. Ryan Greening, Adam Hartery and Daniel Leighty were arrested in September after police found their phone numbers linked to drug suppliers. Greening's phone contained messages to a child he employed as a drugs runner. The three pleaded guilty to conspiring to sell cocaine, with Greening handed a longer sentence than Hartery and Leighty. A placemaking plan for Barry is set to be approved this month. Vale of Glamorgan and Barry Town Councils have created the plan following feedback from locals on how to increase the quality of life in towns and neighbourhoods. The plan is the fourth to be developed by the Vale Town Councils, with the hope of securing future funding opportunities. In sport, Barry RFC were dealt a massive blow in their relegation battle after a home loss to Caerphilly. The Bombers approach the season's final fixture next Saturday knowing that regardless of the result, their fate lies in the hands of other results going in their favour.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to bring you on today's fantastic show? Well, your Vale teams have been in action in football, and they've also been back in rugby action. We're going to have a quick dip into the Elite Hockey League to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on. And we're going to be having a look forward to the all-important Wales World Cup qualifying playoff. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
Time.
So this is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And after the excitement of the Six Nations, your Vale rugby teams have been back in league action. And Barry Rugby Football Club's battle against relegation has suffered a major blow after a loss to Caerphilly on Saturday. They next then travel to Rhevelin on Saturday for their final league fixture, knowing whatever the result, their destiny is in others' hands. But having defended well in the first half and hit back strongly after conceding two tries to lead 14-12 at the interval, Barry took a commanding early in the second half. But despite pinning Caerphilly back in their 22-4 most of the first 20 minutes, some poor decision making and errors meant the lead was not extended. And after the visitors responded with four scores between the 60th and 70th minute, Barry's only replying in the last minute. And Barry defended well against Caerphilly's early pressure, conceding just two tries, but the Bombers battled back. Rhys Force going over after 36 minutes, and Barry's powerful scrum drove for the line. 4 minutes later, following a line-out and quick hands, Josh Edwards outpaced the defence to score, and Morgan Prosser converted both. But Barry's failure to turn their almost constant pressure in the first 20 minutes of the second half to points was brutally punished, as Caerphilly, moving the ball quickly, capitalised on some poor defending. Barry briefly sparked late on, Lewis Bumford on the overlap rounding off a swift handling move, but it was no consolation. So Barry, with one game to play, have 32 points, and Cambrian Welfare, with five to play, are on 23 points. Rhevelin are bottom on 13 points, but they've still got four matches left to play. So the two teams, with two teams to go down, so even now a 5-point win at Rhevelin may not be enough to save Barry. So Barry are currently sitting in eighth, and as we heard there, they're away to Rhevelin on Saturday. Also in the Division 1 East Central, Penarth, they're currently sitting third in the league, but they lost away to Rhevelin 23-20 on Saturday. And Penarth's got a Wednesday game where they're away to Lanishan. And in Division 2 East Central, Cowbridge won away to Taftswell 43-31. And they're currently now sitting fifth in Division 2. And on Saturday, they're away to Unissable. And in Division 3 East Central, Lantwick Major and Dinas Powys were both in action. Lantwick Major currently sitting fourth in the table and Dinas Powys seventh. Lantwick Major did lose away to Canton 34-29, whereas Dinas Powys, they won away to Clifnoid 27-24. And in Division 5, Open Arthians, who currently sit 7th in the league, they won at home against Llandrydnod Wells 55-31. And on Saturday, they're away to Trefor Clwyd. So that's brought you up to date with your rugby teams from around the Vale. And up next year at Bro Radio, we're going to be having a look at how your Vale football teams have been getting on over the weekend.
Bro Radio. Do you have a local story to share? Email news at broradio.fm.
Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026. With 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend. We've tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding. Live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
ever dreamt of being a radio presenter?
Visit broradio.fm/academy for upcoming courses for adults and young people too.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler, and we're going to have a look at how your Vale teams have been getting on in the football. So we're going to start off with Barrytown United in the Cymru Premier, and they beat Carnarvon Town 2-1 at home. Ollie Hulbert with the first goal of the game in the second half. On 84 minutes, Hulbert scored his and Barry's second. There was a late consolation goal for Carnarvon, scored by Kyle Harrison, and that saw the game end 2-1. So Barry are now fourth in the Cymru Premier, and they're only 1 point behind third place, but they do have a tough away trip next to Coniskey Nomads. And in the Adram Premier, Barrytown United beat Pontypridd 3-0 with goals from Becca Thomas, Aaron Murray's penalty, and Lauren Payne rounded off the game. Now they're just 1 point behind Britton Ferry, who they play at home on Sunday. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major, they lost 4-1 away to Avonlido. Jack Bevan got Major off to a good start, but Kofi Rose saw red early in the second. Liam Griffiths drew the sides level. Jordan Demir put Avonlido in front before Cameron Keach extended the advantage before Griffiths grabbed his second and Avonlido's fourth. So that result leaves Llantwit Major seventh in the league, and next they're at home to Kyrenealy. And Kyrenealy's game on last weekend, they drew 0-0 with Cumbrian Celtic, and that result leaves them third going into their next match. As we know, they're away to Llantwit Major, but Kyrenealy are certainly still in the promotion hunt there. Dinas Powys, they beat Tom Prentra 1-0. It was Kylan Eriksson with the only goal of that game. And Dinas Powys currently lead the league. And they're next, they're away to Tonarevel. Whereas Ely Rangers, they didn't have a game, but they are away next to Pontyclun this weekend. But Cardiff Airport were playing, and they beat Treherbert Boys and Girls 4-1. Jack Davis and Alfie Tipples with two early goals before Davis grabbed a second before half-time. Shane Davis pulled one back for Treherbert, but Michael Hall with the last word. And that result leaves Cardiff Airport eighth in the league, and they have a rest before they have an away game then to Penrhyn-Cybar. So that brings you up to date with everything that's been going on with the football from around the Vale. But up now on Bow Radio, we've got one of our local music playlists, and this is Never Too Late by The Two Eds. And The Two Eds are a three-piece band from Bridgend playing a heady mix of country, folk, blues and rock. The band consists of father and son, Rob and Stephen Edwards, on drums, vocals and guitar vocals respectively. And they're accompanied by Greg Jones on bass. So Never Too Late is the title track from their upcoming album, due for release in May.
Keep on hoping, keep on dreaming, it's never too late to keep those dreams alive. Keep on. It's your time now, it's your life.
on your own, son. Don't get stuck in the sand. Keep on hoping, keep on dreaming. It's never too late to keep those dreams alive. Keep on. To keep those dreams alive.
So that was The Two Eds with Never Too Late. And here at Brook Radio, we're going to continue the football chat as we look forward to a really important match that Wales play on Thursday, where they take on Bosnia-Herzegovina. And this is a World Cup European qualifying playoff final. And this is a one-legged match where the winners of this match then take on the winners of either Italy or Northern Ireland, but they'll play at home, and the winners of that will then go to the World Cup 2026, which is being held in Canada, Mexico and the United States. Wales will be aiming to be at their second consecutive World Cup tournament after 2022, and if there's anyone listening who are of a certain age, they'll remember Wales not making many World Cups. Certainly when I was growing up, Wales didn't make many World Cups. So it's great watching all of this sort of recent action taking place. But what have they got to do to get to the World Cup? Well, they've got to beat Bosnia, and Wales should be favourites for that one because they are sort of about 40 places higher than Bosnia, but Bosnia do have some decent players still, and you know, it's no easy feat to even just get into the playoffs like they have, but that's going to be a really important match kicking off at 7:45, and what happens here if both games have to they both have to be decided on the night of the games. So if they're level after 90 minutes, they'll go to extra time and penalties. And that's the same for Italy, who hosts Northern Ireland. So both games played at the same time, both games played on the same night, and then whoever wins plays each other. But because of the way that the draw was made, whoever wins out of Wales and Bosnia will be the home team against Italy or Northern Ireland. It's a game of football, so anything can happen. But if I'm really honest, I would probably think Wales will beat Bosnia and Italy will beat Northern Ireland. And if that happens, then Wales would then have to take on, we'll say Italy in this stage next Tuesday then. So the game on Thursday decides if they're still in with a chance on Tuesday. And if they win on Tuesday, then they're going off to the FIFA World Cup, which is being held there in America. And looking at the groups that they were drawn in as well, it looks like it could be quite a decent group there for whichever team, to be honest, comes out from whichever team comes out on top out of that European section, I think is going to be it's going to be a decent draw for them. Because they'll be going into Group B, so it'll be Canada, Qatar, Switzerland, and one of the four that I've mentioned. And I would like to think, Canada are there because they're the hosts. Switzerland are a decent team, but if Wales could get that, I would think that they probably will get out of the group stage. But potentially, I'm getting a bit ahead of myself there. I think, as the footballers will say, one game at a time. Let's see what happens against Bosnia. But, you know, quietly confident again for the result there against Bosnia. Talking quietly confident, up next year at Bow Radio, we're going to have a look at how the Cardiff Devils have got on in the Elite Hockey League.
from a treehouse sitting in the sky. I wanna know just what I do. Is it very big? Is there room for two? I got a house with the windows and doors. I'll show you mine.
Teulu dy Fro yw eich drws ffrynt un stop newydd ar gyfer gwybodaeth, cymorth ac amddiffyniad i blant, pobl ifanc, rhieni a gofalwyr ym Mro Morgannwg. Mae Cwmpawd Teulu dy Fro yn cynnwys gwasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd y Fro, llinell gyngor teuluoedd yn gyntaf, tîm o amgylch y teulu, gwasanaeth rhianta y Fro a'r tîm derbyn. Darganfyddwch fwy yn cwmpawdteuluyfro.co.uk neu dilynwch ni ar Facebook, chwiliwch Cwmpawd Teulu y Fro.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Nominations for Bro Radio's Community Awards with Victoria Park Mazda are open now. Categories include
Sports Club of the Year, sponsored by Cardio Core Fitness. Teacher of the Year, sponsored by Cardiff and Vale College. Community Group of the Year, sponsored by Daniel Matthew Estate Agents.
Nominate an individual, business or group via broradio.fm/awards. Bro Radio's Community Awards with Victoria Park Mazda, the home of new and used Mazda vehicles on Hadfield Road, Cardiff.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. We're going to have a quick look now at how your Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. And they had a doubleheader, both at home against the same opponents, Dundee Stars. And they started with us on Saturday, and that was with a 3-0 victory. Christoph Kontos assisted both Cole Sanford and Ryan Barrow's first period goals before Brett Pelini found the net after the first intermission. The goals dried up after that as the Devils netminder Christian Stover kept Stars at bay with 29 stops in a player of the match display. And then on Sunday, the Devils took on the same opponents and they put in a more dominant display where they actually beat them 8-1. Christoph Kontos scored a hat-trick in a player of the match performance with Brett Pelini, Brendan Estes, Cedric Lacroix, Josh McDonald and Brett Ferguson also finding the back of the visitors' net. There was a consolation late score for the Stars by Justin Beam. And what has that done for the standings now? So the Cardiff Devils have moved up slightly. They're in third place now on 67 points. But how's the rest of the league look? So the Belfast Giants, they've played 48 and they're on 76 points. Nottingham Panthers, they're in second. They've played 49, the same as the Cardiff Devils, and they're on 68 points. The Devils then sit in third on 67 points, and the Sheffield Steelers, they sit in fourth on 66 points. So there's only 2 points separating second and fourth, and I think that's going to be quite tight. That's going to go down to the wire with the remaining games in the Elite Hockey League. It looks like Belfast Giants have maybe just pulled away from the from second, third and fourth a little bit, but you know, with the way it is with the Elite Hockey League, with the number of games that they play each week, that lead could easily evaporate on there. Below Sheffield, so fifth place, fifth is now 7 points clear, 7 points behind. So it's all, and that's Manchester Storm, and I feel they're best of the rest in the league there. I think the top four have definitely managed to break away there. But again, you know, with the number of games that get played, potentially one or two teams could drag themselves back into the top four. But I think Belfast, Nottingham, Cardiff and Sheffield have been a constant this season in the top four, sort of rotating the positions around a bit. So it looks like it's going to be a really exciting season right down to the wire there, and that starts with the Devils with two matches this weekend, and the first one is at home on Saturday against fifth place Manchester Storm, and then on Sunday they are away to seventh place Coventry Blaze. And you'd have to say they're potentially going to need to win both of these just to keep the pressure on first place Belfast Giants. I mean, there's nothing to call between second, third and fourth, but it really does look like it's going to be a really exciting end of the season there in the Elite Hockey League. I can't wait to see who lifts the trophy there when the dust settles on that league. And talking trophies, up next to Bro Radio, I'm going to let you know about our community awards this year and how you can nominate your sports club of the year here at Bro Radio.
Yeah.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Brew Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And the Brew Radio Community Awards, and these are sponsored by Victoria Park Mazda, are in full swing for you to nominate. And one of the categories is the Community Awards for the Sports Club of the Year, and this is sponsored by Cardio Core Fitness. And the Sports Club of the Year, that recognises a sports club that is making a difference in our community. Whilst it recognises awards, trophies and milestones, this category also focuses on the wider impact of a sports club has on the community, whether that be through increasing provisions, well-being and mental health projects, or physical activities, along with new ways of increasing revenue and participation. And there are, if you'd like to know more on that, then you just need to go to broradio.fm and you'll see the Community Awards, and you can click on the Sports Club of the Year, and there's a nomination form if you scroll down to the, near the bottom of the page, where you've got all your terms and conditions written in there. Now, what I would say is I want you to showcase the best of the sports clubs that you want. So there are some top tips if you want to make a nomination, and I would say just take a few minutes to have a look at these top tips, just to make sure that you're putting all what you want on the nomination, and that you're and you're doing justice to the club that you want to nominate. And don't try not to rush. Sort of have a look at when the deadline is. Try to have a little think about it before the deadline. And sometimes even just asking somebody else to have a look over it, just to make sure that you've that it best reflects the club that you want to nominate there, and you know, you give them the best chance in the category. And I'm really looking forward to seeing who gets the Sports Club of the Year award, along with the other categories that are out there. So, you know, there are other categories. I mean, you can just go to the Victoria Park Mazda Community Awards, and you can see all the other categories there, from the Community Champion to Heritage Arts and Culture Award, Teacher of the Year Award, the Charity Award. You know, there's a number of awards there. There's 13 there. There's the Young Person, the Young Person of the Year Award. So really have a look at that, and get your nominations in for anybody who you think deserves it. But up next here at Brew Radio, we've got Patrick with The Evening Show.
Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you.
Just because someone says they love you, it doesn't mean they can control how much you spend, what you buy, or take your money without permission. No one should pressurize you into changing your will or signing over your assets. This isn't love. It's financial abuse. It's not your fault. For confidential support, call the Live Fear-Free Helpline 24/7 on 0808 80 10 800 or search Live Fear-Free.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.